This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, where it was in the 80s again today. Come on down. We're also home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Major League Baseball is going on, spring training and spring break all at the same time. Now we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, and don't forget the U.S. Coast Guard and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way, Gab the same way, Parler, it's at the Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America, capitalize the word America. All right, and joining us, hour number one, the professor of politics out in California, where they're sending their teachers to Hawaii with the COVID money, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And we're going to get into that story. People probably said, what did he say? Yep, that's a true story. All right, you ready to say your pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start the show out tonight with a big-time snowstorm working its way out of Colorado right now. And I'm going to very briefly play a short clip as to what's going on.
The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning. Forecasters say they expect 18 to 24 inches of snow to fall in Denver and Boulder till Sunday night. The Colorado Department of Transportation is warning that road closures are highly likely. Transportation officials are asking people not to make unnecessary trips.
Now, that's all true, and it's now after Sunday night, and it looks like as if the snow is starting to let up a little bit there in Colorado, which is a good thing, because they have had a significant amount of snow, and up in Wyoming, and we'll get into all that during the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, there is some very tough road going up there, too, as well, especially going across I-80 and parts of I-90 and I-25. Okay, now, Kyle, not to be outdone, Democrats have long been dumping resources into rigging the elections process. But now conservatives are finally responding in kind to this full-scale assault on election integrity by passing election reform and getting election reform moving in the state legislatures, especially in the six states that we lost that we should have won.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. This is the right and proper response to everything that we witnessed over the last election cycle. And, of course, the ability to make sure that election laws are followed, that the integrity of the elections are maintained, that is at the very heart of protecting our democracy.
Yeah, and folks up in Michigan, there's election reform coming that away. Georgia, there's a very strong push with a bullseye on Stacey Abrams for what she's been able to get away with for the last couple of elections there. And Arizona, as well as, let's see, Wisconsin and Minnesota and Pennsylvania. There's legislation working its way through the state legislatures, and we'll have to see how all that plays out.
Well, exactly right. And you mentioned Stacey Abrams. I mean, the notion that elections are really kind of free-for-alls is simply wrong. They can't be. And if they do become that, as we've seen in certain cases, with the argument always goes, Captain, from the Democrats, the Democrat Party elite, that, you know, we want to expand the, you know, ability to vote and all this kind of stuff, and they do it under the guise of expanding democracy. But if it becomes a free-for-all and it's simply not well regulated, oh my gosh, then anything can happen, as we've seen. In other words, we want to know what the will of the people really is, not what somebody might have been able to finagle. That's not what we want.
That's correct. And the Biden open border policies are obviously enriching the drug syndicates and creating a massive humanitarian crisis all along the border, from Arizona to California to New Mexico and Texas. And Governor Greg Abbott, of course, last week did something about it by sending 500 members of his National Guard down there to bolster the Customs and Border Patrol, along with members of the Department of Public Safety, similar to what he did before with the boats on the river and the police along the sideline, and stopping these people and not releasing them and letting them go, but giving them COVID tests and seeing whether or not there's any warrants for on them in the national background system.
Well, exactly. And again, it's the same concept. If you simply have an open border free-for-all, you're going to get organized crime in the form of cartels who are using the migrants in so many different ways, Captain. And again, being able to figure out who's coming across the border, what their intentions are, and if they're not, especially, of course, they're coming across illegally in so many cases. But again, to simply say, well, we just want open borders, that's the surest way to having a massive decline very, very quickly.
Right. And folks, we'll be right back with Kyle Warren, segment number two. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning program. When we come back, we're going to tell you about an Oswego County, New York sheriff. That's a county that I started out as a firefighter in and ran a business in for a number of years before I moved along the system. But we're going to tell you about that, and we're going to tell you about the teachers in California.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I think I will take it away. Thank you very much, Kyle. And by the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, I am a person that uses Relief Factor. And I take it twice a day, every day, 7 days a week. I did a gun show over the weekend in Brooksville. And by the way, special shout out to Mark Walters. And thank you very much for having me on your program tonight. Armed American Radio, I was in hour number 3. I was on the round table that he has. I was a special guest there and got a chance to do plenty of opining about our Second Amendment rights. So if you get a chance, you want to listen to the program, it's armedamericanradio.org. The website, go over there, and the podcast, I'm sure, is over there right now. But anyway, Relief Factor. And I take the product. I've been taking it for about 5.5 years. The combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, that helps me and my body's natural response to inflammation, because that's part of what I get, is the swelling in my left ankle and leg. And then it starts to hurt all the way up sometimes to my hip and even into my back. And the Relief Factor will alleviate the pain right at the source, and it will lower or eliminate it altogether. And that's what it's been doing for me. Now, the best part about all of this is it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, and it supports a healthy response to the inflammation and also decreases the discomfort that you're in. So if you want to support healthy joints and muscles and speed along the healing process, this is the way to do it. Now, the 3-week quick start is only $19.95, and you get a chance for 3 weeks to find out if it's going to work for you. Many people know sooner than that, but 3 weeks is certainly enough time. And if it doesn't work for you, all you do is say, okay, I don't need any more. Otherwise, they'll put you on the automatic delivery program, and you'll start getting it every month. But the 3-week quick start costs $19.95. In order to get that, go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and that will get you in the door. All righty, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, before we get to a caller. I got to ask you, or I got to mention something here first. I'm originally from upstate New York, and Oswego County, the city of Oswego, was where I got my had my first job as a professional firefighter. Although I also ran a trucking company up there, my wife and I, a brokerage agency and a trucking company, and their sheriff was hit with a warning from the federal Department of Justice after flying a Trump flag on the sheriff's patrol boat, which was out there in the middle of a massive Lake Ontario boat parade for Donald Trump in August. Now, this is pretty doggone stupid, in my opinion.
Well, that's right. As you said, it took place back in August, and now evidently we've got the U.S. Office of Special Counsel issuing a warning to the Oswego County Sheriff Don Hilton that he violated the Hatch Act. There's no there isn't any action that will be taken at this time. It's evidently just a warning. But you're right, Captain. And this is a Republican sheriff, by the way.
I know that.
You know, elected.
And it's a Democratic DOJ.
Right. That's right. That's right. So now, even back at that time in August, had he flown, let's say, a Joe Biden flag or something, I think he would have
wouldn't have been bothered.
That's right. He would have been seen as a trying to bring unity to, you know, whatever
wouldn't,
the thing
wouldn't
is.
Have been bothered. But because it's a Trump flag and somebody bitched and complained, here we go. I know the area very well. There's not that many Democrats there in that particular part of the state, but I'm sure somebody got on the horn and said, "Looky here." And by the way, we had a picture of the flag. So, you know, that was terrible that they did that. All right. Now, I got to start up something here, and the reason I'm going to do this is because Kyle and I are going to talk about the California Teachers Union and what they just managed to finagle out of Joe Biden and his COVID money. They're going to go to on a vacation, and where are they going to go? Well, where's that music coming from, you think, there, Kyle?
Well, that's Elvis from the movie Blue Hawaii.
Yeah,
they've been suggested that they use the COVID relief money for California teachers for an airplane trip to Hawaii.
Now, we're talking about money supposedly given to the schools that, by the way, aren't open and need the money to open with, and they're going to give it to the teachers union to send the teachers on a vacation?
Well,
what the hell?
They're talking about giving teachers bonuses. In one case, maybe $2,500. Another school district talking about bonuses as high as $6,000 per employee to give it to the teachers rather than spending on students, ostensibly for PPE and technology. But also, Captain, this, according to a memo that was obtained by a Facebook group, and that Facebook group is called Reopen California Schools, they obtained this internal memo and put it out there where it suggested that this COVID relief money be used for, quote, an airplane trip to Hawaii when all this is over, unquote. So, you know, it could be a joke, but it also doesn't, even if it is a joke, it certainly doesn't play well, figuring that California schools, of course, you know, are struggling with this, and primarily the students are struggling.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines, because waiting very patiently on the other end is the honorary mayor of Clearwater in waiting, Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Captain. How you doing, Kyle? I'm kind of uneasy. We have a major trial coming up, an officer in the George Floyd case. Now, how that comes out concerns me, because it's kind of a damned if you do and a damned if you don't. Now, the police are like anything else. They're good ones and they're bad ones. And obviously we do have to do our best to try to weed out the ones that don't belong there. But having said that, I don't want a good police officer who's put in a position where he only has a split second to make a choice, but yet he says to himself, well, if I do this, am I going to get arrested? Is my name going to be dragged through the mud? You know, is the whole city going to erupt and going to get burned down? There's really no good that's going to come from this trial, no matter how the verdict comes out, because, you know, the police...
Okay, but what's the question? What's the question?
So the question I have, Kyle, is what do we do in a situation like this? Like I said, no good is going to come from this. I want to know what your thoughts are, and thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Mike, and that's the honorary mayor of Clearwater. Mike, let me say something first. This officer that has been charged with, third-degree murder now?
Yes, that's...
And manslaughter, too, manslaughter, too, or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
He was a training officer. He had two probationary police officers with him. Did you know that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you're not hearing a lot about that. He was a training officer, and he was following the police department's procedure on how to take down an individual like this without getting into a major physical confrontation, which they sort of did, and then they sort of defused it, but they were doing what they were trained to do. Now, is it murder? No. Is it manslaughter? Maybe. Is it going to be a mess one way or the other? Of course. But here's my question to you, Kyle. Why in the hell did they not get a change of venue and move that trial out of Minneapolis?
Well, Lord only knows, Captain, only because it is so foreseeable to have a major eruption in the trial, and just as Mike was saying, that literally no matter what happens, and so again, and it's very, very sad because this is where our society has gone to. Typically, you know, we have a justice system, and whenever we see one of these kinds of tragic outcomes from interactions with police, we all know that there's an investigation, we have a legal system, and the chips should fall where they may. Nobody should be treated any differently under the law. If someone broke the law, then they will have to pay for that, obviously. But what happens is that we now have almost just a reaction to any of these kinds of things that immediately now becomes violent and destructive. And that's very, very sad. I don't know how we stop that at this point other than to continue down the path of trying to talk about this in a reasonable way. But hopefully cooler heads will prevail.
All right, hold that thought. I don't know how we're going to stop it either when over the weekend we had riots again in Portland. It seems every night there's a riot declared in Portland, Seattle, and one other city out there. Los Angeles, out there by Kyle. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID vaccination efforts in Europe will temporarily slow as several nations are suspending the rollout of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Ireland and the Netherlands are the latest to put their programs on hold after Norway reported 4 cases of blood clotting in patients who had received the shot. Both countries' health ministries say there is no evidence that the blood clots and the vaccine are linked, but they've made the moves out of an abundance of caution. And as several states have begun rolling back their coronavirus restrictions, Arkansas is set to join them. Governor Asa Hutchinson says the state will reconsider its mask mandate at the end of the month, looking at where it stands with cases and vaccination rates. Hutchinson tells CBS's Face the Nation that the time for tight restrictions is over.
I think the time in this pandemic for heavy-handed restrictions and, and mandates are going by the wayside, so people can make good judgments, and we expect that to happen even after March 31st if the mask mandate is lifted.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, that's just exactly what we'll do, and thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and their website is geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, moi, your humble talk radio host. And your local Geico office or the Geico website, whichever you choose to do, can help you find coverage for almost anything you own or drive. Now get this. You drive a car, you drive a truck, maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an RV, maybe you have a boat, maybe you got an ATV. All of that can be insured by Geico Insurance. Now, if you want to really save money, they'll also help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too. And if you bundle the homeowner's policy with your automobile, you'll get a special rate for that that'll lower your policy. Same thing with the renter's insurance. So check them out online by going to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we mentioned... basically, led into it anyway, about the DOJ, who's going to be filing some 400 criminal complaints over January 6th. Now, we don't know if this is multiple against some people or if it's 400 individuals or what the deal is, and we won't know until they actually do it and start dragging the people into court.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And just as we talked about when this occurred, We knew that there was going to be multiple complaints against many, many different people, and that at that time we were going to find out their identities, we're going to find out what their affiliations might be,
yep.
And it might be quite surprising to some people to find out who they are prosecuting and, you know, what they've been involved with.
Yeah, because you can mark it right on a calendar whenever they announce who these people are, and they get into it, they're going to tell you whether or not they were Oath Keepers or Proud Boys or Boogaloosa Boys or Antifa members or whatever they were. They're going to throw that in there. Because it's all part of the political, the nature of the politics, rather, that they're playing with this whole thing.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, they may have different paths by which they got to going to the Capitol and doing what they did and illegally entering the Capitol and vandalizing and putting people at risk. But for that, there's no excuse. It doesn't matter what their political ideas are, left or right, but they're going to be prosecuted, and that's exactly what should be happening.
Now, a couple of things here. First of all, Joe Biden broke his silence yesterday about the Cuomo scandal, but declined to say, well, it's time for you to resign, it's time for you to step down, it's time for you to apologize, it's time for you to do whatever. He never took it the one step further.
Well, no, he did talk about that there was going to be an investigation, and I think he said, we'll see what comes of this, basically. But it is important that he did break the silence. But of course you have a lot of other politicians, Captain, who have already openly called for Governor Cuomo to resign.
About 145 total Republican and Democrats in the state of New York. That is really significant.
Well, it really is, and including powerhouses like AOC, for example. So this is hitting a critical mass, and now at last count we have seven different women who have levied these very serious allegations against the governor. I have a feeling we're going to hear more. I also understand, Captain, that the governor's some of the governor's staff, they're not wanting to show up, for
work. They don't want to work with them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So again, the question is going to become, of course, the investigations will be underway, as they should be, but the question is going to become, is it tenable for Governor Cuomo to try to conduct business as usual in light of not only the sexual harassment allegations, but also, of course, the mounting evidence about the nursing home scandal. So, again, it may be that he may not be able to be effective, and he may have to make a very critical decision here very soon. But even if he were to resign, this continues to follow him, I believe.
Now, if everybody remembers Nancy Pelosi mouthing off after the Kavanaugh thing, saying, we have zero tolerance for sexual harassment, but then she's apparently allowing it for Governor Cuomo because she's not, again, she's another one that's not saying, well, he needs to resign, he needs to this, he needs to that. She kind of took the same line you just said about, well, we need to wait for the investigation or something along those lines.
Well, right. You know, and the thing is, Captain, it's hard when you can't be consistent about things. And of course, so many of the big, powerful Democrat Party elite, they haven't been consistent. If this was Brett Kavanaugh, entirely different story. As I recall, Captain, you had these big party elite from the Democrats saying things like, well, now let's have the FBI investigation. It'll only take 10 days. You know, what's 10 days? It's such an important decision. We can take 10 days, can't we, for the FBI to run down these things. We don't hear anything like this with the Governor Cuomo issue, and it's very, very telling, and it's very sad because it shows especially young people and also young women in our country and any woman in our country that, wait a minute, if there's mm-hmm. an issue with a big, powerful Democrat, don't count on the Democrats on the party officials to come to your aid.
Okay, well, hold that thought. We got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Bob from New York. Captain, I want to bounce this off you and Kyle. There's a possibility that the Republicans wanting Cuomo to stay as damaged goods would be a much better thing than having the Attorney General, who's a radical leftist, take his place. Seems like she's queuing up for that. What do you think?
Okay, thank you. First of all, the one that would take his place would not be the Attorney General yet. it would be the lieutenant governor, who happens to also be a female. But the attorney general, all rumors that we're hearing, because she's not made an official announcement yet, is that she wants to run for governor the next time around.
Right, yeah, and the lieutenant governor right now is a lady named Kathy Hochul, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So she, of course, has been going around different places, especially during COVID, in the governor's stead on certain things and so forth. So she is known, but she is not really emerging throughout these stories. But yes, she would be the one to take over if the governor were to resign, or if he were to be impeached,
right,
because that's also brewing.
Right. And again, we'd have to wait to see what the Attorney General, Letitia James, that's her name, would actually do in New York, because we don't know. But right now, the lieutenant governor is the one who would get the seat. All right. Now, Rand Paul trashed Dr. Fauci yesterday. He said he fashions himself as some sort of Greek philosopher that tells you noble lies.
Well, that's very, very well spoken by Rand Paul. I think he's just had enough of Fauci.
We've all had enough of little Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, because here's the thing. You know, even President Biden, in his speech the other day, Captain, which we talked about last week,
mm-hmm,
he said, you know, he talked with a small business owner, a woman, and she said, "I just want the truth. You know, I just want the truth." Well, that's what we want from Dr. Fauci, for goodness sakes. But we don't feel like we get it, because today's truth is going to change tomorrow, or he'll backtrack on something, or it's not really like the goalposts move. And nobody feels like they have the truth.
Now, you ready for this one?
Yes.
According to NBC News, if you have to go to the gym, you should wear a face mask in the shower.
I heard this.
Does that mean you can drown quicker?
I don't know.
How are you going to clean your face if you're wearing a face mask?
Well, I guess you just
let the water soak through?
Soak through, or maybe can you take it off like super fast and wash your face?
I mean, are these people honestly for real?
It seems like taking a shower would be a very difficult to catch COVID-19. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a health professional, but just common sense might think that that's not the biggest issue. Then, other than congregating with people in the locker room or something like that, might be a different story. But it seems like it's one of those things that it goes way, way overboard from what we would perceive as common sense.
Well, you and me both. All right, folks, well, we're getting ready to take a break. We're going to come back with a Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we're going to give you all the latest on the road closings and slowdowns and airline shortages and stoppages, and because there's a lot of stuff going on in Colorado, in Wyoming, in Nebraska, in South Dakota, and it's even moving over to the east right now along I-80. So we'll be right back with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station, the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yeah, buddy, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just a hop, skip, and a jump up the road from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Thanks for standing on the wall for all the rest of us. And, you know, the National Aviation Academy brings you the segments when it comes to the military and it comes to the first responders. And what they're doing now is they went to some of the truck stops around recently to just shake some hands and do whatever, because a lot of those guys are veterans and a lot of the truck drivers are veterans. And kudos to them for doing that. When I found out about that, I thought that was great. But anyway, this segment brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stops. And if you see somebody there in the red and black uniforms with an aircraft on it that says NAA, that's National Aviation Academy, they're in there just appreciating you for all the different things that you've done. And again, those are military veterans that are doing that. They took it upon themselves to do that. And I just thought I'd mention that to start the segment. Well, anyway, here we go with a classic, and I mean a classic, one of the favorite all-time songs on my list. Here we go.
In this studio part of the city, when the sun refuses to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is missed you, knowing. Watch my daddy in bed at night. Watch his hair in a curly gray. He's been working and slaving his life away. I know he's been working so hard. I've been working too, baby. Every day, baby.
The Animals, We Got to Get Out of This Place. And that one goes out specially tonight to LJ up in Michigan. Boy, you got to get out of that place and get on down here where it's warm, kiddo. All righty, Kyle, what'd you think?
Oh, that's a real classic. It goes back to 1965.
Oh, I remember it.
Yeah.
I remember it.
And I love the that quintessential organ sound in there. It's just, but also the energy of that whole song and of the vocal is really still captivating today.
You know, you're going to laugh. My mother bought a chord organ because she wanted to, you know, she played the piano and wanted to play the organ, and my sister wanted to learn how to play the organ, too. And I took that organ. I had a rock and roll band back in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I took that chord organ with me, and I played, you know, chords like that, like they were doing. We played that song.
Oh, cool.
And
wow.
Sang it and had a ball. I mean, it was a fantastic song to perform, and everybody wanted to hear it, that and all the Beatles stuff. But we had the chord organ with that, and we're one of the first bands in our area that actually had, we had a saxophone, we had a trombone, we had a trumpet, the chord organ, the drums, and, of course, the guitars. So there you go. But anyway, let's get back to reality. A band of heavy snow Monday will shift across portions of the northern plains. The upper Midwest and Midwest as remnants of the weekend blizzard crossed the central U.S. areas. Heavy snow is also expected into northern California. And it's also going to be moving over east across, looks like, Nevada and down into Arizona, where the snow will start moving down there, too. And we've got some dense fog that's showing up right now down along the Gulf. But, Kyle, you take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. As you mentioned, yes, we're looking at a storm up in the Northern California area. We've got, of course, rain in San Francisco. I think rain in Seattle right now as well. And that's going to be, I think, moving out here in the next day. We're also going to be getting some of that rain in Southern California, and that should be here overnight through Monday, basically. But after that, in Southern California, Captain, that's going to turn to wind with very heavy gusts, we understand, especially out in the high desert areas. So you've got a high wind warning tonight all along Interstate 15 as you head up north through Victorville, Barstow, through Baker, all the way on your way to Las Vegas, for example, where there's also a wind advisory that extends all the way to, looks like, the St. George there in southern Utah. So be very careful there. Also, of course, we've been watching this major winter storm in the Denver area along I-25. We still have some heavy snow expected throughout the day, but that's supposed to be tapering off a little bit as you head into the evening. So that is some good news. But that continues, as you said, Captain, to move east. We're seeing, of course, through into Nebraska, South Dakota area as well. Winter storm warning and blizzard warning, this in southern Wyoming. So if you're traveling across I-80, you're dealing with the blizzard warning. Of course, this is also a little bit into Nebraska as well. But if you're coming across I-80 near Laramie, Elk Mountain, be very careful. Also, as you head up the 15 towards Casper, Wyoming as well. Also, winter weather advisory in southern Oregon, topping off there in northern California. And that's what it looks like out west tonight, Captain.
Well, I got news for the folks in Nebraska. Now in Nebraska already knows about this. There is a blizzard warning, as Kyle mentioned, northwestern Nebraska and the western part of Nebraska over almost the North Platte. Coming up I-76 out of Colorado, you're going to be in it to I-80. Then you're going to be skipjacking along with the snow with some winter storm warnings along the way, all the way to Omaha. And then it's going to move along with you all the way to Des Moines and over east to the Quad Cities right there on the northwestern part of of Illinois, and it's eventually going to make its way to Chicago. The western part, southwestern part of Wisconsin tonight's got snow. You do have a winter storm warning just over the Iowa line and up into about the bottom one-third of Minnesota tonight for a winter storm warning there. So if you're on I-35 north-south coming out of Des Moines, up to just south of the Twin Cities, or if you're on I-90 going across from Rochester all the way to the South Dakota line, you are going to be in it, and you probably will continue in a winter storm warning all the way across until you get to Rapid City, and that's about where you'll run out of it. Now, this storm, as I said, is moving east. I-80, of course, as we just mentioned, all the way from the western part of Nebraska all the way about halfway across Illinois right now, on and off. Now, we do have some dense fog in the southeastern corner of Kansas. We do have, again, rain and flood watches and flood warnings in Missouri going up I-44 all the way to Fort Leonard Wood and up into Branson as well, or should I say down into Branson, Joplin, Springfield. You've got flood watches and warnings in your area. A dense fog advisory has been issued now for Tallahassee West, just about, let's see here, to Panama City in that area, up to the Alabama line. Dense fog, very thick, coming in off the Gulf in that area. We do have a red flag warning left over up in the east, southeastern part of PA and most of Jersey, and it is colder than a well digger's butt in upstate New York, north of Albany, up to the Canadian line, as well as northern Vermont, northern New Hampshire, northern Maine, where the wind chill factors are about 10 below zero and getting colder. All right, we'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.